Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and I'm not a financial advisor, not financial advice. I just do a podcast on my experiences as a retail investor. I started off with a few shares of AMC, hoping for the MOAS, and ended up with over 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. So I'm making this episode really for my fellow Grumpy Cat coin investors, as we get ready for 2024 and strategies and things we can do. And we have a very active Telegram group at Grumpy Cat Coin. And every once in a while, I'll see the, you know, people are active and people are throwing out ideas and thoughts. And there's a lot of, you know, back and forth. And sometimes I wish, like, instead of everybody typing and just sending these messages, that we could just get on a space call or do a video chat on Telegram and sort of talk about these things and talk through them. Sometimes that can happen and sometimes it can't. That's why these podcasts are good for me, because I can then record them in my, you know, spare time when I can, and post them. And if people want to hear it, they can hear it. If not, that, you know, they don't have to. The problem with the space call is, I can't really plan that far ahead as far as space calls going and people having a regular schedule of when they can tune in, because my family life, you know, with kids, wife, you never know what the schedule's going to be, and it's hard to plan around that. Whereas I know if I have a spare moment, I produce a video, I, you know, go online, see what's going on, and something like this where I can record a podcast. And what I want to talk about on this podcast is just like different things we could try in 2024. And one of the things that came up in this Telegram group, and it's come up before, is this idea, the cool, you know, with crypto, you can send, if you know someone's wallet, you can send them crypto. And it's kind of cool. I, you know, a few weeks ago, we were doing a Simon, one of our Grumpy Cat holders, was hosting his space, and he had a little art contest. He was like, submit your art, and the winner will get 5 billion Grumpy Cat coin, which is funny at the time, because 5 billion Grumpy Cat really isn't that much money. But in the future, you never know. I mean, there was a point in time, and we've told the story before, you know, 10,000 Bitcoin got you 2 pizzas for about $25. That was in 2010, I believe. So, you never know what the future is going to be and what these different cryptos could be worth. But what happened, though, when he sent me those 5 billion Grumpy Cat, it was pretty cool. And it just sort of it flipped a switch on for me. And it's like, you know, it's always kind of nice getting something, a gift or something. It does do something to you as a human. There's that thought of when someone gives you something, you want to give something back, or you just feel fortunate. And I'll tell you this quick story. I work for most of my career, I've been a coordinator, and I work behind a desk, and I was gaining weight. I wasn't getting exercise. I was getting stressed out, eating bad food. And I realized I needed to make a change in my lifestyle. But again, because I have kids, a family, it's not like I can just go to the gym for a couple hours each night. You know, most of my time is pretty tight with the family. So when I needed to look for a new job, I thought, you know, I'd like to find something where I'm more active. And I ended up finding a job in a warehouse. And I can still do coordinating stuff, but I'm also moving around, lifting, doing stuff. And I get off around at 4:30 p.m., right? That's when I get close. And I don't really get paid overtime. But if I have to stay late for some reason, they let me go. But I like to just be able to leave at 4:30 and go home and start my life. There's so many more things I want to do with my time that I like being able to leave at 4:30. But every once in a while, someone will show up at like 4:15, 4:25, and they want to pick up an order. And if it's something small, usually not that bad, get them out 10, 15 minutes. But every once in a while, you'll get someone there, and they're picking up like 5 pallets of something, and it takes forever to get it all located, pulled down, loaded up, and blah, blah. Sometimes you can be there an hour extra or more. Sometimes 2 hours, depending on how crazy the order is. My bottom line is, the other day, I was getting ready to leave, and at 4:15, I hear a truck pull up to the warehouse, and I'm like, man, you know, who's this? you know, jerk showing up here at the end of the day. And I wasn't real happy about it, right? Because I wanted to go home. But it turns out it was one of our clients. And they, the other day, they'd mentioned they wanted to do something nice for us for the holidays. And like, they brought some, he asked me like what my favorite beer was. I told him it was Stella. And I kind of forgot about it. Anyway, he showed up to give me that, you know, little six pack of beer, as a gift. And he didn't have any business. That was it. He came by to drop that off. And it made me think, like, you know, it was nice to get that. It just made me feel good. But it also made me think, like, you know, you think you know, but you don't always know. That I assumed it was someone showing up at the last minute to get their stuff, but I was going to have to leave late. And it turns out it was somebody doing a really nice thing for me. So I appreciated that. So there's something to be said about giving Grumpy Cat coin to people. And the idea that came up on Telegram is you find these big whale wallets, right? And you would send them like one Grumpy Cat coin, or just to get it on their radar, or if someone goes to look in their wallet to see what they have, you know, they see there's Grumpy Cat coin in that wallet. And I think there's something to be said for that. But it's also like, when was the last time you bought a crypto or an asset because you went and looked at some big whale's wallet and you saw that they had one token of something, which you can pretty much assume somebody just sent them that token. They didn't go out and buy it. They someone just sent it to them. And look, to use the word spam, someone spammed them that token, right? And they say, oh, wow, someone spammed them one token of something. I'm going to go out and buy a billion of that one token because it's in that one wallet. So using that logic, it's like, I don't know, would that work or not? Maybe, maybe not. But it is interesting that it is a form just of advertising for these bigger whales that they do have a coin in their wallet. And they'd be like, well, what is this? What's Grumpy Cat coin, you know? So there's something to be said for that, but I don't know if it is actually going to amount to much. And I'll say this, over the summer, back in August, like August 28th, I believe it was, there was another project similar to Grumpy Cat, a good project supported by Pro the Doge, and it is called Squid Grow. And I know we don't like to talk about other projects in the Grumpy Cat community, but I think sometimes it helps. And at the time, I was trying to think of who's our customer for Grumpy Cat. Is it people that have never bought crypto before and don't know how to buy crypto? Are those the people we should be reaching out to? Are those the people most likely to buy Grumpy Cat coin? Or is it someone who already understands the value of meme coins? Yes, they're high risk, but there can also be a big payoff if your coin, you know, goes to the moon. And especially if you've bought tons of it when it was dirt cheap and you held it. So I was thinking, you know, as we talked about this as a group, who are the people we need to be reaching out to? And the problem is buying Grumpy Cat right now is a little complicated. You have to, it's on a couple of exchanges, but nothing like Gemini, nothing like crypto.com. And a lot of them, if you're in the States, you don't have access to them, or it depends on state by state. So it's a little difficult for someone who's never bought crypto before or doesn't understand how to buy ETH and then trade that for Grumpy Cat coin. Kind of hard to reach those people or convince them to buy Grumpy Cat coin and go through all these steps. But if someone already knows that and they know the value of a cryptocurrency and a meme coin especially, maybe those are the good people to try to target. And I was like, well, maybe you should find a similar project and try to outreach to the people that are already in that project and say, hey, maybe, you know, we can be a partner. You buy some of us, we buy some of you. Our holder count goes up, your holder count goes up. We hold for each other, and maybe we advocate, you know, like, hey, instead of buying all these other cryptos that are out there, come buy one of our two projects. And maybe there would be some strength there and networking, and people would see the value in your project. And that was Squid Grow. And it's funny that this came up because I'm fascinated by the greatest trade ever, which supposedly is, I think, Shibtoshi This guy bought $8,000 worth of Shiba Inu when it was nothing, when it was in the dirt, and he sold it for like $5 billion. He turned $8K into over $5 billion, and he wanted to have. He was tired of seeing his friends and relatives get scammed and pump and dumps, and he wanted to set up a good crypto project that would be safe for people to invest in. And he set up Squid Grow at the time. At the time, Squid Games was popular, and then there was another Grow thing that was popular. So he sort of put them together, and it took a while for him to get everything set up. So like Squid Games kind of faded a little bit, but that's where the name come from. And that's where the project got set up. And when I heard about this, I was like, oh, wow, you know, that does sound like, you know, an interesting project. That does sound like what we're doing at Grumpy Cat. We're trying to create a quality project that people can invest in, and it's not a pump and dump. And the idea is crypto adoption. We want people coming into this space. And if the meme coin community is all about chasing these, you know, pump and dumps, that's not going to be good, because people are going to get burned by that, and they're not going to want to invest in meme coins. So I thought, you know, maybe we can reach out to the people in Squid Grow. So on my own, I thought, you know what, I'm going to send a message. I went and I saw like the top, in the top 10, you know, individual, you know, holder wallets, not like in a sex listing of it, but like you could tell it was an individual that maybe held this wallet. And I wanted people near the top. And I thought, I'm going to send them 2,424 Grumpy Cats. So when they look in their wallet, they're going to see 2424. And the whole idea was behind this campaign was going to be 2424, 2424, two coins for 2024 that you could invest in that are good projects, but there's plenty of room to grow. And if those two projects are the ones that get the, you know, attention and momentum, maybe they would be up there with Doge and Shiba Inu. And that's why it was why I sent 2424, 2424. Anyway, so I sent it to these top 10, and it was only a few bucks to send it. At the time, gas prices were cheap, and it was cool to see the Grumpy Cat holder, you know, bump up, but I knew it was me doing it because I'd sent it to, you know, 10 of these holders. And I looked at it recently, and again, at the time, I proposed this idea to the community on an open space call, because if I'm just doing it, it's either going to cost me a lot of money, or it's going to be, you know, not very effective because there's only so much I can do by myself. But the idea in the community was people didn't like it. People, I'm a Grumpy Cat Maxi. That's all I know. I'm not getting involved. I don't want to talk about other projects. So I said, okay, fine, you know, move on to something else. And I kind of gave up on it. But the idea was called Squumpy, meaning if you own Grumpy Cat and Squid Coin, Squid Grow, you know, you were Squumpy. Are you Squumpy? Do you have both Grumpy Cat and Squid Grow in, you know, in your wallet? Now that's being Squumpy. And we work together as projects. We support you. You support us. You don't have to be a whale in both of them, but that's the idea. That anyway. And I just recently looked at it today just to see, did people hold on to them? And what I saw was that a lot of the people that held on to all the wallets that I sent the 2424 Grumpy Cats to, they still had them, but they hadn't bought any more. You know, it wasn't like, oh, what's this Grumpy Cat? Now I'm going to go buy more. So was it effective in that, you know, the people that I sent it to bought more Grumpy Cat? No. So it wasn't effective in that regard. Was it effective that it bumped up our holder numbers? Yeah, you know, for whatever good that was, it bumped up by 10. You know, there's about 20, and at the time, we were about 2,940, a little over, you know, 2,900 holders of Grumpy Cat. And now we're at 2,800 and change in Grumpy Cat holders. So we've actually gone down by about 100 holders since that time in August when I did this. So it's not like it was only 10 wallets, so it's not like it was a huge effort. But, you know, the holder count has gone down. But this idea, like somehow we're going to send Grumpy Cat coin to these wallets and that's going to help. That's debatable. What you can say is at least the holder count will go up. But then again, you could just create, you know, you could open up a MetaMask and just create a wallet and then send yourself the Grumpy Cat. And, you know, one, you get to keep your Grumpy Cat. But the holder count, the wallet count would go up if we did that. So this idea that if we want to send it to other people or send it to ourselves in different wallets, we could get the holder numbers to go up and maybe that would have an impact or it would look better to other people. But, you know, what's the reality of that? You know, are we just inflating numbers to make ourselves look better? And is that, you know, in the end really going to be that, is that the right way to do it or the wrong way to do it? The better way to do it is if we actually just got our more people to buy Grumpy Cat Coin. But again, that also goes to the idea of like, well, what if we did give Grumpy Cat Coin away? You know, what if we did send it to people? And how much would you have to send, you know? Because 24, you know, sending a little over 2,000, 2,400 Grumpy Cat to somebody is nothing. It doesn't even register as of anything of value. It's 0, 0, 0. It's nothing because it's such a low price right now. You'd have to send like a billion or 10 billion for it to be anything significant, like $3, I think, for a billion or $30 for 10 billion. And you think, well, who should you send it to? Because I've thought about that. I have friends that aren't necessarily into crypto, but these are friends of mine. And I'm like, you know what? I could send them each 10 billion or 5 billion Grumpy Cat and say, I mean, then if we go up, we all kind of share in it together. But are they going to like go on Telegram? Are they going to tweet? Are they going to make videos? Are they going to go out and shill Grumpy Cat Coin, or would they just kind of hold it? And like, oh, they probably would just kind of hold it. And if it goes up in value, great. But if it doesn't, they're not going to support the brand at all. All right, so let's not do that. Well, then you say, well, maybe we can send it out to other projects or people like, hey, who wants some Grumpy Cat? But then you run into the issue of like, okay, I want Grumpy Cat, send me Grumpy Cat. And we send someone Grumpy Cat, and then they immediately turn around, sell it, and then either, you know, buy ETH or they just get whatever they want with it. How do you know these people are actually going to be, you know, effective in holding Grumpy Cat Coin? That's another big if, but again, you never know. I thought about that and I said, well, if you could look at the wallet and do they hold their crypto or are they traders? If they're constantly buying and selling, then that would not be a good person to send it to because they will probably sell the Grumpy Cat and do something else with it. They're traders, they're in and out. If you could find someone and you say, who wants this? And send me your wallet and let me take a look. And you look at it and you could tell they buy stuff and they hold it. They don't trade it, they hold it. That might be a better candidate to hold Grumpy Cat. And especially, let's say you did it on Twitter, right? And you could see someone and you could see their wallet. You saw that they're holders, but then you also saw that they were active on social media supporting the projects that they're in. That's probably one of the best people to send it to because then you know it's someone that can probably hold the coin and two, they'll actually go out and promote it and be an active member in a community to support their project. Now, if they're a maxi in their project, they may just sell Grumpy Cat and buy the main project that they're in. So you do take that risk. The other thing that I thought about, and this is what I've been working on, and it's on hold right now as we await the alpha drop, but I call it the $1 million meow. And the idea is instead of just giving these coins and sending them to, you know, holders or friends, give them to cat charities. Find some cat charities. Give these cat charities about 10 billion Grumpy Cat Coin. And if Grumpy Cat Coin ever gets to, you know, a decimal point, 3 zeros and a 1, those 10 billion Grumpy Cat Coins, which right now is about $32, it would be worth $1 million because we're at 8.80 and about a 3 something right now. But if we ever got to, you know, a decimal point, 3 zeros and a 1, those 10 billion Grumpy Cat Coins would be worth $1 million. And the good thing about that is if it's a charity or you're dealing with someone that doesn't normally do, you know, crypto, the tendency for them is to just hold it. And you say, look, I'm going to send you this. Just hold it. It doesn't cost you anything to have a wallet and just hold it. And hopefully they would just hold on to it and let us publicly disclose that we have sent them 10 billion Grumpy Cats coins. And when you buy and hold Grumpy Cat coin, you're helping to support this charity in the future, especially if we can get the price of Grumpy Cat coin to go up to decimal point three zeros and a one. So when you buy and hold Grumpy Cat, you're helping save cats in the end. And again, I proposed this to the group and people were like, hey, there's alpha coming. Why don't you wait till that drops? Because it could impact this. And also, there was a hint that, you know, there could be some intellectual property issues here, and they don't want to upset anybody right now as this alpha's, you know, in the process of dropping or things are being worked on. So, you know, that was kind of interesting. Take that for what it's worth and what that could mean. So that was the other reason, like, it's put on hold, is like, you don't want to upset anybody right now by, you know, putting out a little book about this plan, or, you know, using charities to help support Grumpy Cat and using Grumpy Cat to help support charities. So that's why that kind of went on hold for now. But again, you know, how do you use this stuff? Or do you do giveaways? Do you do this stuff? But right now, when the price is low, that's the time to acquire Grumpy Cat. And if it goes lower, keep acquiring it, knowing, like, you know what, worst case scenario, we're just going to give this Grumpy Cat away. We're going to make Grumpy Cat holders out of people. So I think there's something to be said about sending Grumpy Cat coin to people, but exactly what is the best way, the most effective way, that's up for debate. But if is, you know, you as an individual investor, you're free to do with your investment what you want. If you want to send Grumpy Cat coin to people, you can do that. However, if you're advocating for all the Grumpy Cat, you know, investors to go sending Grumpy Cat to people, that's going to be a tougher sell, and people may or may not want to go along with that. And if you doing it on your own is not really going to have much of an impact, and you can't afford to send it to that many people, then, it, you know, is it worth even pursuing at that point? But that's a question for you. And I'm certainly willing to go the charity route that I have. I'm willing to do that on my own if nobody else wants to participate. I bought enough Grumpy Cat coin on this dip that I can pick, you know, 3 to 5 charities that I want to support, and then I can go forward with my plan. And then it would be a true statement that when you buy and hold Grumpy Cat, you're going to support these donation wallets. And in the end, you'll help save cats' lives, because these, you know, charities, if we can get that price up to, you know, decimal point three zeros and a one, these donation wallets would be worth $1 million one day. And even if they were worth half that, even if we got halfway to that goal, that's $500,000. If you got a tenth of a way, it's $100,000. Those are all heck of a donations, you know, from, especially when you start with just $30, $30, $40 to begin with. So that's just one idea. You know, who could we send Grumpy Cat to in 2024 to help grow our brand? But I don't know. I just wanted to put this out there for the Grumpy Cat coin community to think about. What's the best way to support the project in 2024? Is it by giving away Grumpy Cat coin? And what's the most effective way to do that? Is it by sending one symbolic token to all these whale wallets and seeing if people notice that all these whales also have Grumpy Cat? But when they pull it up and they see it's one Grumpy Cat coin they have, are they just going to assume, like, well, someone just spammed them a Grumpy Cat coin? That's no reason to go out and buy Grumpy Cat. Is it to find people in a similar project that might be converted to also being Grumpy Cat coin holders? That's a thought. Is it giving it to people that have never bought crypto before, saying, hey, we want Grumpy Cat coin to be your first crypto, and we'll send it to you. Set up a wallet. We'll send you Grumpy Cat coin, and you will be a crypto holder. Maybe those are the people we can go after. It's possible. All these things are possible. They're all up for discussion. The biggest question is, is it something that you're willing to do on your own and pursue it, or do you need everybody in the Grumpy Cat coin community to do this, or at least a few people, so it has more of an impact? I don't know, but whatever those ideas are, I hope we talk about them on space calls and discuss them in the Telegram and on Twitter, because that's how things happen. That's, you know, when a company wants to move a product or they want to launch a product, you got to have a campaign, you got to have goals, and how do you make things happen? It can't be just this sense of entitlement that, well, we're a good project and good things are going to happen to us. I'm a good person, so I know good things will happen to me. Real world doesn't work like that. You know, sometimes things, you have to get out there and work for it and come up with a plan. And hopefully we'll come up with some of those plans in 2024. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll talk about more ideas on other episodes, but I just wanted to, you know, provide my two cents on this idea of giving away Grumpy Cat. I think it's a good idea. What the most effective way to do it is, I don't know. That's certainly up for debate. And how many people need to do it. If it's just you doing it, you can sort of come up with your own game plan. If you want everybody in the community to do it and have more of an impact, that's a tougher sell. You're going to have to sell that to the community. And you may have to start it out on your own and then try to sell it to the community as your project moves forward. But either way, I love innovation. I love ideas. And I'm sure we're going to find some great marketing efforts in 2024. And then hopefully when the alpha drops, hopefully that will be marketing in and of itself. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend and have a great 2024.